Okay. Right.
People calling in just as I was going to open my microphone, so it jumped. Okay. Right. Ended up hitting somebody else's microphone. Okay. Right, we're here. It's a Thursday evening. And we have not one but two guests with me this evening. Starting first hour, as per usual, is psychic medium Bryn Dorham. And Bryn is a spiritual psychic intuitive. There you go. So you can ask Bryn a straightforward question, which you prefer, or you can see what comes. So, second hour this evening, at I believe it's 5 p.m. Eastern, we have a new reader with us. I'm not going to say who yet, but we will introduce the lady when she arrives. That's all I'm going to say. Right, so we're screening as we go there this evening because people are late calling in, really. Show starts at 9, and we've just had 3 people call right on the pip, and we haven't had time to screen them. So we're going to say hello to Bryn.
Hey, Ken, how are you?
I'm very good, Bryn, thank you. And it's
good.
Good to have you back with me once
again. Yeah, good to
so
be back.
How did it all go? Did it, did you...
I was on a grand jury for 10 days deciding if cases were going to go to trial. So we review murder cases, robberies, gang assaults, thefts, all the nice things in life. We decide which goes to trial, by evidence and witness testimony. So
yeah.
That's what I was a part of for 10 days.
Did you enjoy it,
from,
though?
The what?
Did you enjoy the experience, though?
It was, at times it was very, I want to say, stimulating. A lot of times it was very laborious, a lot of sitting around, but then also, you saw a lot of videotape of things that went on, and then witness testimony and victim testimony and attorneys and all that. And you decide on indictments, and if it's an indictment, then that means the case is going to go onto a trial, which then determines if the person is guilty or innocent. That is the thing of a grand jury.
Did you get paid for it, Ben? Did they pay you?
Yeah, you don't get much. You only get like $40 a day, which is nothing. It was like from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday for 10 days.
Much more than I got anyway.
Okay.
I think I got £6 for the whole week.
Oh no. Not a money making opportunity.
Okay, right. On line one then, we have Quinn.
Hello? How are you today?
Hi, and what's your name?
I am one with many names, but you can call me Queen.
Oh, Queen, yes. Hi, Queen. How are you? Good to hear you again. The one with many names. Okay, I'll call you Queen. That's one of your names.
I will answer for that. I wanted to say this to you first. I had asked you one time about moving, and you had told me that I would know something by July. And I still don't know where I'm moving, but I did want to say to you that by July, I realized that it wasn't time for me to move, that there was so much turmoil going on the earth, as we well know now, that I was better off. I was better off where I am. So I just wanted to know that. And you pick, and if I have any questions, I will let you know.
All right, let's see. Queen. What's going on with Queen? All right. So first thing I see is there's like a book in front of you. So you're reading a book and marking some pages. All right, so what is this book about? Why is Queen marking these pages on the book? It's almost like there's certain, I don't know if this is symbolic, but there's certain either lessons you're learning or certain lessons are being learned. And a lot of them you checked off, you know, you've done a lot of the lessons. It's almost like, if I were to say the nature of this book is a book of knowledge, and I feel that, so why am I being shown this? Why are you showing me Queen with this book? It's like this book, it's almost this book of knowledge has lessons in it, and you've been able to pass a lot of them, you know, to able to accomplish a lot of the lessons. And I just see these check marks going forward, and then you're turning the page, and it's almost saying there's more knowledge to come. It's like you're in a never-ending stream of awakening, and this has to do with your ascension process, because it's almost like this page turning has to do with what's coming next. And I feel that when I look at what's surrounding you now, Queen, I feel that your spirit guides are, you know, they say they put you through a test, like some kind of test or tests, your guides, certain tests recently, and what it was about was it's very clear. It's tempering the steel. You know, when the man who makes the horseshoes or the swords, they put the sword into the fire and it tempers the steel. So it's interesting. It's like they're telling me about a lot of the tests you've been through, and you've been tempered. You've been refined, and this is happening. This has happened, and this continues to happen. And I feel that you know, the blade is getting sharper. They're saying that your blade is getting sharper, and you're really. It's interesting. You're really at a coming to a point in your life where. You're going to be able to know more things, and you don't know why you know them. And I think that's happened to you before, but I think I feel it's going to happen even more so, that things are going to come to you that you never really read about, logically speaking, on a 3D level. But they're things that they just channel through you, and you kind of ask yourself, how do I know that? You know, how do I know these things? And so that's what's surrounding you at the moment. I feel that, let's see, what else is surrounding? What is surrounding Queen at this time?
While you are finding out more wonderful things that are surrounding me, the tempering of the steel and such, the turning of the pages, it made me know that's my book. And my book.
Okay.
And there could even be something like that of someone making a horseshoe or someone making a blade. Those kind of things are part of my life and the learning of in my book and the learning books and the learning. I am amazed at how much I know. I am so amazed. I mean, like, I check with Google, and Google says, yep, check, check, check. And the page turning, I have been typing. I have been typing my book for years, and something would always happen with my computer. And the other day I said, I'm just going to write it. I'm going to draw into the energy of the scribes, use the pen of the ancient ways. And that, I mean, so that's where I'm at. Now I'll listen to you, but I wanted to give you some validation.
Oh, sure. So I do feel that, you know, this has been happening. It's, and it's like, it's kind of symbolic phrase, but everything is coming to a point, and I, and they're showing me the point of the blade of the sword. And so that's what's going on. I feel, let's see, so what else is happening with Queen? Anything else, guys? Okay, is there any messages for Queen of Time? Any messages for Queen? Any messages for Queen? They're just saying let things happen. Sometimes they say, and I don't know if this is true or not, but sometimes they say you worry about or you get concerned, not a lot, but a bit how sometimes things moving or working through, and then they're just saying have faith and go with the flow, I feel. It's not like you do that all the time. On the majority of the time, you go with the flow, but I feel sometimes you get into some doubts, which we all do. But I feel that that's kind of part of the message. Let's see, what else? What else is going on here? Okay, what's ahead for Queen? So when I look at, like, between now and the end of the year for you, Queen, I feel that when I look in the fall for Queen, I feel that there's definitely more people coming to you for spiritual guidance, certain practices that you teach. I feel more clients coming to you and more teaching being imparted by you. I feel that more on the upswing compared to now. I just feel more opening up in the fall time in terms of disseminating information to you or guiding people. Also, like the energy of mentorship, you being a mentor to people. That's got so far. So, do you have any questions?
I do. I'm going to put together I'm doing it on different levels, but I'm going to put together an intimate retreat. So any insight and guidance for that? I've been putting it together for a while, piece here, piece there, but I'm really going to put it out to the public.
So internet retreat, right, you say? Yeah.
Right.
Okay, let's see. Okay, guys, what do you say about Queen's internet retreat? What they say, what I hear in the guidance say about your internet retreat is right now you're kind of in the process of filling in the blanks. Any kind of space that needs to be attended to is what you're doing. When I look at the evolution of your internet retreat. Let's see, what is the evolution of Queen's internet retreat? I'm getting that it's going to be very fulfilling, and you, they're saying to me you're going to be amazed at the response. It's going to be a bit over and above what you anticipated would be the response for the internet retreat. I feel that they're saying good grades. And if I were to say there's any guidance you need now in kind of, you know, evolving it to the point where you present it, let's see, is any guidance for Queen for internet retreat at this time, guys? Let's see, does Queen need to know anything about her ongoing work with the inner retreat guides. Yes or no, what is it? No, they're just saying you're really doing all that you need to do. I feel they keep saying filling in the blanks, so you kind of will get to, or you're doing it right now, a point where you're going to look over what you've done and see if there's anything that should be filled out in that area of the retreat, like any details, you know, like this section here maybe needs a little tweak there, or needs a little detail or a flourish there, or a different color over there. And I feel that's what either you're doing now or you're in the process of doing, is filling in the blanks that are, you know, that might be there or might not be there, but it feels there might be some that you'll see. But once again, when I look at the end product, of your retreat, Queen, I feel it's going to be greatly appreciated, are the words I hear. The internet retreat is going to be greatly appreciated. And I feel it's going to evolve. This first one, this is like the maiden voyage, and I feel it's going to evolve into more ideas will come to you for further retreats down the road. That's what I feel.
Sounds right. I thank you. Beautiful messages. And
you're welcome. Namaste, Queen. Good talking with you. Bye-bye.
Thanks very much, Queen. Okay.
Yeah.
Right now, Dee will probably know by now, because Dee has actually been a caller into the show herself. So the little bell there is just an indicator to go to the next person and to finish up the call. And it worked. Kind of works.
It works.
The caller gets, we'll tell you themselves anyway. People seem to adjust to the single sound, I think.
It works pretty well. Yeah.
Yeah, a single sound works pretty well because we had the 3-minute countdown and that was annoying because
it sounded like burp or something burping.
Oh no, that woman's voice is just no. She's on Saturn, she's everywhere, you know. She's like, yeah, really gets me. Okay, Catherine.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, hi, Catherine. Hi.
Hi, Brent.
How are you doing?
Happy September. Good.
Yeah, same to you. Happy September.
Yeah, it always feels fresh. You know, the air cools and clean air coming through. And
yeah. Right.
It's my favorite.
Yeah, I agree. So.
I was wondering, what do you see, anything with the family coming together, things kind of separated after my dad passed, and do you see people coming back together again? I don't hear from so many people anymore.
As a kind of family feeling and a family unit,
And just communicating with everybody again.
Right. We'll get the family together again. When I look at the family, your family, Catherine, as I see it now, I feel that they're still dealing with a lot, and maybe you are, some of the emotions passing. I feel. And that's a kind of collective process that's going on in the family. Now, if I were to say, okay, is the family going to come together again, communicate, and that kind of family thing? It will not happen, guides. I think eventually it'll happen. There'll be some members that come, like one or two. I see two members coming forward sooner than the others. I don't know how many in the family, but I see two. One is a male that comes first, and The other one is a female. She's kind of shy. I don't know if she's shy or not, but she's kind of coming through. So if I were to say, you know, the family unit is going to be cohesive again, I feel it'll take a different form. I do feel, like I said, there will be communication. There will be, celebrations and birthdays and all that. But I feel
right. The
family is going to take a different form in a way because there's a vacancy there. And I feel then it'll form into a new unit. If I were to say, will the closeness of the family come upon again? Will the closeness of the family come up again? They're saying it will in a different way. I feel each individual is going to respond in a different way. I feel it's almost like I keep seeing these two first people coming through. Then there's a third that kind of comes a little farther down the road. I'm not quite sure how many are in your family, but it seems like a group
it's
of
just
people,
two.
Right? Oh, it's just two. Okay.
Yeah.
So I see two then.
Is
that two including you? Is that two including you?
Oh, three including me. Three including me.
Oh, okay. All right. So, I do see communication happening. It's going to be different. You know, I do feel, if I say it's going to feel like family like it felt before, probably not. But there is that senselessness that's going to come upon again, I feel. I do sense a sense of cohesiveness coming. It's a different flavor of cohesiveness, but yeah, it will come together again, I feel, in its own way. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I was just thinking of a new question.
So,
what about for me personally for September? What are things coming in?
Let's see, Catherine in September. Okay, how's Catherine in September? How's the month of September, Catherine? I feel good about September for you, Catherine. I feel that there's some new friendships coming around near the half to the end of September for you, new connections, I feel.
Right.
It seems like the second or third week, the 2 weeks are the first half, so it feels like the third or fourth week, it could be some of the second, but I think more third or fourth week of September, new people coming in. When I look at how you, Catherine, will do in the month of September, I feel it'll be a slow start, which we're in now. It's kind of slow. It's kind of, you know, like you said, the weather's not, that makes a difference. But I feel it's a slow start. But as we go to, say, like where Catherine is in September 15th, there's this, like a switch happens where things start to evolve. There's a sense of something's happening in the heart. It's opening, and that is signaling like new associations coming. I feel some new ideas too. I feel financially for you, Catherine, in the month of September. I feel. Let's see, how are Catherine's finances in the month of September? I feel things actually pick up at the end of September into October financially for you in a smoother way. There's more groundedness I feel for you. I feel you feel more grounded at the end of September into October financially, but also kind of energetically, you know. Those sometimes go together because sometimes when you're not worried about money, you become more grounded. And if you're scared and you don't have enough money, you're out of your body a bit. You're kind of scared. So, you know. It depends on how much you value money or the bills you have to pay, right? You know, so But I feel, generally speaking, the month of November is going to be a nice kind of little coasting time in the beginning, and then around the mid part of September, it's like there's more of a on the ground type of feeling, like things start to motivate. There's mobility. There's a little spiritual and physical mobility. The spirit that inhabits the body wants to move more and circulate more. So like a little, like the starting of a little awakening, right? That kind of thing. So,
well,
yeah.
I've had shoulder issue and lower back issue.
Right.
So maybe that's one reason I haven't been as mobile as past. So I don't know if you pick up energies or not a medical thing, but what are the things underneath it, the cause of shoulder
so
or lower?
Yeah, it's like lower back and shoulder. When I look at your shoulder, the message I get from the shoulder is something about shouldering responsibility or too much responsibility or having the need to be caretaking when you don't have to, or even when there's nobody to take care of, you feel you should be doing the caretaking or taking care of. So it's almost like so kind of shouldering a burden, you know, and you know, the shoulders on people carry burdens, you know, like a backpack or whatever, or pails of water in the ancient times, right? On a stick with two pails on each end of the, so that kind of thing.
So
instantly I went to your shoulders, a very clear message about needing to
release that.
Shoulder yourself for a change.
Right.
Don't,
I like that.
Be your own shoulder. Be the shoulder that nurtures you for you, not bearing the weight of responsibility. Even there might be some that are there that you think you're supposed to do, or if there's no responsibility there and you think you should be having some responsibility to shoulder because it's a reflex action, right?
It's a reflex, Well, it's from my caretaking of my dad for so many years. And
there you go.
And now
right. And
now it's gone. So now
interesting.
I have to release that. Release that
burden, but it was a burden of love. It was a love burden, but it's still a burden. You know, it was still a somewhat burdensome, you know, a certain type of burden kind of thing, you know. So, yeah, and then the lower back, I think, what's going on with, so what's the message of Catherine's lower back? Something about I want to stand on my own two feet. I want to stand on my own two feet. I want something about grounding where that's in that lower chakra area. So, and that's where I think September 15th comes in, because I feel there's more. Now, also, before we get cut off, I keep hearing Tai Chi. Tai Chi would be good for you to learn Tai Chi. That is coming when you asked me about the shoulder in the beginning and the lower back. Something flowing, something relaxing and flowing. So you might look into some, there's some actually good YouTube videos on Tai Chi. Yeah, anyway.
Great. Thank you so much. Definitely. I mean, it's like 80% healed, so I just, those will help really clear it up. All right.
Oh, great.
Great. I'll keep listening. Thanks so much.
Bye.
Friend.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Let's see then. Where are we going? Where are we? Sandra.
Hello.
Hello. What's your name? I didn't get the name.
Sandra.
Sandra. Hi, Sandra. How are you?
Hi. Thank you for taking the call. I have hope I can get it in. Two quick questions. One is about my career. I've been interviewing, I've been applying. I'm in a position that is just not healthy for me, and I'm just wondering when something new is coming on, the right new coming along. And then my second question has to do with my move.
Okay. All right, Sandra. Let's see. Okay, how long is Sandra going to be in this job? Is there a new job going to be for Sandra? Let's see. Now, if I say between now and the end of the year, you're going to be working in a new position or new company, I feel, let's see, when is Sandra going to find a new job, guys? So, now, with what I'm going to say, timelines, I want to say, are very fluid. They can shift around, and I'm just going to give you approximate timeline. I'm seeing something within a three-week period of time where you find a new job, I feel, within a three-week period of time. If I were to say, let's choose the month of November. If I were to say before November, do I see Sandra in a new job? Is Sandra going to be in a job before November? Yes or no? Yes, she will. I hear. Yes, she will. She will be in a new job. So I was just using that as the marker. Okay. So I feel within a three-week period of time, I feel a new position is coming for you, and I feel this new job is going to be, let's see, what is this new job going to be for Sandra? It's going to be good. There's going to be something physical about it. It's interesting, something physical about this job. I'm not sure what that is. You're not showing me, but there's like a physical aspect to it. I'm not quite sure what that is. I'm not getting any information on that, but it's a new job, and I feel the pay for this new job for Sandra, I feel it'll be good. It'll be just what you need. I feel it'll be adequate for time. This job might be a stepping stone to something else I'm hearing. It might be a stepping stone, possibly. That's what they're also saying, too, I feel. But if I were to say, when I look at your financial situation between now and the end of the year, Sandra, I feel it's going to get better by October, November time. So that's what I feel. And your other question was about geographical movement, right?
I'm supposed to be moving relationship ended, and I was moving to a new location. And my rental, the rental home, was not available when it was supposed to be. So now my schedule move is next Friday, and I'm just wondering if we see everything. It's not far from here, but it is just like a fresh start. Do you see everything happening the way, you know, on time?
Yeah,
am I going to have
Friday, right?
Assignment?
It's scheduled for next Friday.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay, well... I just forgot your name. Sandra, right? Sandra?
Sorry. Yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, Sandra's move on Friday and go through. Let's see. Will the move go through for Sandra on Friday, guys? I do. There might be it's like they're saying there might be a slight delay. Okay, what is this delay? Okay, what is the delay in this move?
Yeah, it was delayed this week. It was actually supposed to be today, and then it's now rescheduled for next week, so...
Okay, will next Friday be the day that Sandra moves? Yes, let's see. Okay, hold on. Hold on a second. Is Sandra going to be moving next Friday, guys? I feel it might be the day before you move, the day before Friday that you move. Something might happen earlier. That you move.
Oh, good.
that's what I'm feeling. It's not a delay like delay, then you have to wait a day. It's more like something sooner. Let me just look at this. Okay, tell me more about.
No, that would be wonderful.
Sandra. Tell me more about Sandra's move next Friday. Is Sandra moving next Friday? Yes or no? feels like a day. They keep on saying day sooner, day later. It's strange. Oh God, what is this?
Okay.
Let me put it this way. It's definitely in the vicinity of Friday, I see.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel it's going to go through. When I look at where you're moving to, I feel it's going to be, you're going to be much happier there. I feel
yes.
a lot of better energy for you there. There's something about the floor I like. I don't know, there's something about the floor there. I don't know if there's like
and
a
that's part of
the
delay right now. That's part of the delay. They're redoing the entire floors, and that's
okay.
got me delayed.
All right,
today.
Interesting.
Okay.
Yeah, because they were putting me to the floor, so I think the floor is going to look really nice.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so I do feel this is a good move for you, Sandra. And also energetically, I feel they're saying it's going to open up more opportunities for you, more opportunities.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, because there's a whole thing of feng shui, right? The art of feng shui.
Yes.
Where,
yes. And it's so interesting you say that because part of my desire, it's a 3-bedroom, but there's 2 bonus rooms that I did not even
right.
realize were there. And one
wow.
of them I want to use as my prayer and meditation room.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, Anna.
Yeah. Very good.
Okay, this is beautiful. Beautiful.
So
okay.
that sounds good. Yeah, I think things are working well for you. Let me just see if there's anything else I can hear for you here.
Oh, yeah.
Just
anything
any,
else. I
any message. Yeah, let me just see what's surrounding you at the time. Let's see. What is surrounding Sandra at this time? What is surrounding Sandra? Yeah, that's interesting. What's surrounding, it's a kind of symbolic picture of you building a new structure in your life, like new building
mm-hmm.
blocks. It's almost like
mm-hmm.
building stuff from the ground up, you know, like a new foundation. And this is something that's happening inwardly. I think this is what is surrounding you at this time. There's a kind of rebuilding of your own personal worth. Self-worth, you know, self-worth issues, rebuilding that. So it's a whole kind of, I feel, evolution happening in you. There's a rebuilding process of almost, so what this is, it's almost like, you know, when things burn to the ground, the phoenix rises out of the ashes, you know?
This is
the symbol they're giving me of a rising out of the dust. Okay, and so I feel that is kind of what is surrounding your energy field at this time, that putting the missing pieces together, too. They're saying putting the missing pieces together, the things that were lost before that can now be
mm-hmm.
regained. And this includes parts of yourself, different parts of yourself, also healing parts of your life that needed to be healed. So this is an exciting time for you. I feel when I look at September 15th, let's see, where is Sandra in the month in September 15th? Where is how is Sandra in September 15th, guys? Yeah, I feel a whole, it's just the restructuring process is really happening to you, and I feel something in the pit of my stomach. There's something going to rise out of your emotional area, that you might go through some emotional release around mid-month, almost like a cry of relief, like a relief and a kind of release of some emotions. That's what I feel. Yeah. So,
I can understand that. Our relationship just ended, and part of the
reason
we're moving. So yeah, this and there was it. Although there's still much love there, there's a lot that she needs to heal through and work through. So it wasn't the healthiest and best thing. So yeah, I totally understand, because there's a lot of damage that was done. So I got a lot of healing to do.
Yeah, well, it's happening. Yeah, you're going through. Definitely when I see what's surrounding you, there's definitely a restructuring of your character, of the way you look at yourself and other people, the way you look at life. There's going to be a new, I feel, a new perspective on life. almost more of a from your higher self coming in a little more to
yeah.
you. Know? Yeah.
Yes, I do.
You're kind of adopting more of your higher self coming into, you know, the higher part of you. So, yeah, that's what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you so
right.
much. I appreciate this. I appreciate
oh,
it.
You're welcome.
Great.
Yeah.
Right.
Nice talking
nice
with
to
you.
See you.
Take care. Bye.
Thank you, Sandra. Okay. That brings us to the end of our first ever day in live, if you get, because what we're going to do now is play a piece of music to introduce our second hour guest. And we're going to say a big, big thank you to Bryn there for being with us for the first hour.
Oh,
guest.
Sure. Yeah, it was a pleasure. Thank you.
And are you going to be staying with us, Bryn, or do you have to shoot off?
I'll take a little listen in. Yeah, I'm curious
right,
who
okay.
it was.
Lovely, lovely.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll do that then. And we'll
yeah.
put Bryn back there on a listen. And we'll shut this down for a moment. And we'll find a piece of music for about 5 minutes just to introduce and calm Dee as she collects her thoughts and her cards together, ready to take your second hour.
Thank you.
unmuted. Right, we're unmuted. Right, Christopher Cross there, of course, and a ride like the wind there. So it is now time to introduce our second hour guest for this evening, and we're going to ask this lady to tell us a little bit about herself and what she is going to be doing for us this evening. So without further ado, here she is, Dee.
How are you?
Hi, Dee. So, Dee, tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and what will you be doing for us this evening?
Sure. I've been giving tarot readings for a little while now. I've been feeling the need to give messages to people, and I'll be giving tarot readings today, helping with any questions anyone has.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, we're going to go into our first call of the evening then. And we've taken some calls already. So we're now with line 5, and that is Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Great. So what's your question for me, Suzanne?
The question is, I'm just wondering what you see for me for the next couple of months, or anything that I need to know just for my the greater good is fine, too.
Sure. I'll shuffle some cards for you. We'll see what's ahead for Suzanne. Okay. All right. We'll do the situation. The first card that I get for you, I hope you can hear me, the 4 of Pentacles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's upright. Usually, sometimes the cards come upside down. And I get that. It's about money. And your ideas are developing. And how is your money situation right now?
Okay.
Okay. Well, it says to manage your money with firm ethics and also respect the situation that's going on with that. And the next card I get is an upright Wheel of Fortune.
Oh.
Yes, that's, and it says, be true to yourself, and are you looking to try something new? Are you?
Yes.
Do you want to mention, what are you looking for? Are you looking for a new job?
I'm looking for a new spiritual work.
Spiritual work. Well, that's a good card to get for that area. Just be true to yourself when you're doing the spiritual work, and I'm sure doors will open for you.
Okay.
And next card that I get is the 3 of Cups, and it's upright.
Okay.
Also a good sign. The 3 of Cups, people around you are seeking knowledge in the form of positive responses. Are you actually doing anything or have
not you... much right now. I'm taking some classes, but I'd like to start doing some readings.
Okay. also having making more time for this will also bring you luck as well. And it looks positive for you right now with these three. So I see you doing the spirit, the readings also. Are you an intuitive or are you giving tarot readings? Like, what are you looking at?
Right now, I think I'd love to be evidential medium. I'm right now working just with my intuition. And I would also like to help crime victims and maybe work with the police.
Oh, that's awesome. These cards look great. They look like they're positive and that you're going to have some opportunities coming, especially with
Great.
Do you have another question for me?
That's pretty much it, unless there's anything else you think I need to know.
I could draw another card if you would like.
That's fine.
Okay. Shuffle again. And the next card that I get is the Page of Swords. And usually the Page of Swords, one second. The Page of Swords. Standing here with the knife.
Uh-huh.
He is upright, and it means new ideas, thirst for knowledge, and new ways of communicating.
Perfect.
So, this reading is really, it's headed your way.
Oh, good. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome.
I appreciate your time.
Oh, you're welcome.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Thank you, Suzanne. Right, now, we're cutting them a bit short this evening. We're not going to rush Dee because it's her first time with us. But Dee, I would say to you there, if you can come a little closer to your microphone. I don't know whether you're using a PC or a mobile device there at the moment, but we're having difficulty hearing you properly. And it needs to be a bit clearer. While Dee does that, we'll look for our next caller of the evening. And that's going to be Veronica.
Okay. Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can now, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes. If Mr. Kent can hear you, I can hear you.
Okay.
I can hear you.
Can I get your name again?
Hi. Veronica?
Veronica. Hi, Veronica.
Hi, ma'am.
How can I help you today?
Kensho, you have a specific question. It's more like a girly question. I'm sure. How would I say it? So I like somebody, right? And I feel kind of jittery. Like if I'm in high school. Not in high school, but it feels that way. But the feeling that I have, it brings me back when I was, I'm still young, but when I was younger, when I was youngest. So my question is, like somebody, it's just a little bit different, like somebody, and I saw him, had a nice conversation, and I text him two times a week, just like, hi, hello, and told him I was going to come to talk to him. But I haven't gone because I'm going to wait a little bit. Do you see it manifesting that he does like me? Does he like me? That's the question.
All right, let's do a love reading for you. Let's do a hint. Let's look at him and you two together. Okay.
Do you need the letter?
I'm sorry?
Do you need the letter so it won't go? What do I think about it?
No, I'm just going to do a general reading for him and for you and for you two together. And also a reading about their future together as a partner. Like, so the first card that I get is the Seven of Swords. And the Swords. I hope you can still hear me. And it's upright. I get making plans. Have you two been making plans together? Have you...
Well, the plan is for me to go back to where he's at, but it won't be till another, for the end of, like, the end of the year.
Okay.
But.
And this is what I get for him. I get a card for making plans, and sometimes he may let you down sometimes. Have you... gotten that response from him?
No, not really. I know he got upset because I left to go work out of the... I went pretty far and I came back.
Okay, maybe that's what I'm getting about the plans.
Okay, yeah. Well, I had to leave for my job. It was mandatory. But I talked to him that I'm going to be coming back, but not till the later in the year.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the last part of
that. My plan is to come back where I met him at work. It's a private owned business. But I won't, not till the end of the year.
Okay.
Where I'll be back over there.
And I get for you, the second card is the Page of Pentacles, and it says that you want to have financial freedom, and you may, and basically it is saying that it is, you could get some criticism from friends and family, so maybe that's part of him getting upset. But you should still push forward, you know, with your plans for the job. And then I also get, for the future, the Five of Swords. And that's also upright. And I get... are you feeling overwhelmed by any chance with...
Right now, yeah, I have a lot of situations happening. I have, like, close to 20 things I need to take care of before the end of the year. They're extremely important, or more. But I'm going to do it afterwards. God, give me a brain.
Have you been prioritizing? Have you been trying to...
Yeah. Yeah,
all right.
I have it in my mind logically said. I'm checking it off in my brain cells. Yes, ma'am.
And the next card I get is the Queen of Swords. And that, I hope you can still hear me. The Queen of Swords.
Yes.
She's upright as well. And, 1 second, I get the Queen of Swords, I get just keep going forward and just keep doing what you're doing and just be patient and be kind and it'll work out for you. And the last card I get is the Lover's card, and that's upright. So that's a good sign for you two, for the Lovers and the love reading. It could basically, if just take the time for each other and just keep getting close to each other, and something positive will come out of this relationship. So definitely just you're on the right path, and time will get you two closer.
Okay.
Did that help you any? I hope it did.
Yeah. You saw him in the picture of my life, so that's good. You know,
yeah.
I wasn't sure if it was that he liked me, but you confirm it, he does.
Yeah, the last card I get is the Lover's card, and it's upright. So that's a good sign.
It's a good sign, yeah. Very, very, very good. Very good reading. I enjoyed it. It was nice talking to you.
Awesome. You too. Thank you.
Thank you for your time. Thank you, Ken.
Thank you, Veronica. Oh, she's got up there. Okay. Right. This Queen is still listening in our talk here. Queen was with us in the first hour. So we will bring him back in again in just a moment. But before that, we have Amala. And after Amala, I think what we're going to do is take a little break. We've still got 53 minutes on the clock. There's no beer. Oh, let's not. Ah, okay. Amala.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. Is your name Queen? Did I hear that right?
It's Amala.
Amala. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, no problem. I am wondering if you see me in a relationship coming up September, October time.
Let's see. Let's look ahead for a relationship for you.
Yep. Thank you.
I'm going to shuffle the cards for you. First card I get is the Hermit card, but it's upright.
Okay.
Have you been staying, like,
yes.
Have you been going out? Have you been staying in? Have you been staying to yourself?
Yes.
I
have been, yes.
Is it because you, at this time, you do not want to, is it because of COVID that you're staying in? Are you just haven't had the need to go out?
It's a combination. I am kind of protecting myself. It's been like this for a long time, basically all summer even. We're men and women, even friendships, like they don't follow through. So I'm in a way, I'm kind of keeping to myself. It's protection a little bit because I'm just tired of trying and then the other person not showing up. I do my part, and then they always cancel. And this has not happened once. It's happened 2, 3, 4 times with the same person. I'm a little tired of trying, so therefore I'm the Hermit. But I'm ready to go out there again.
Well, I know it gets frustrating to deal with the same person and having the same results.
Yes.
But try not to let that get you down. And,
right.
You know, and to not move forward, you know, definitely get out there and be around people. And sometimes that helps uplifts us, you know, when we're around other people and getting out of your routine, you know.
Right. Right.
And the second card I get is the reverse pentacles, the Ace of Pentacles.
Okay.
And it says, don't let self-doubt get the best of you.
Okay.
And are you having any money issues right now?
No, not really.
And it says, beware of recklessness and surround yourself with colleagues and people looking out for your best interest.
Right.
And then the next card I get is the Sun, upright, which is a good card.
Okay.
It's a good future card. And also with the Sun, one second, happiness is ahead, especially with personal growth.
Okay.
And have you told this person how you feel about the way that he's...
even have a person.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm sorry. So, all right. Well, definitely there's some self-assurance coming, and out there and, you know, don't let the past, cloud your thoughts.
Right.
The next card I get is the Page of Wands, and that's upright. And he is looking up in the sky, and he's in a good mood, and if you need help, don't hesitate to ask for assistance, and you know, get things off of your chest if you have anything on your chest, and you know, just treat people the way that you want to be treated as well. And people are going to be in a generous mood with you also.
Right.
The next card I get is the Two of Pentacles, and that's upright.
Okay.
And that card, let go of something old in preparation for new opportunities.
Okay.
So that sounds, you know, like what I've been telling you. Don't keep dwelling on the past. And keep your ears turned to alternative business proposals and brainstorming with peers and explore teamwork. Are you having any job issues? Are you looking for work? Are you...
No, not really, honestly.
Okay. Well, yes. Just keep looking ahead and just get out there and have some fun.
Okay.
Do you have any plans coming up?
Oh, do I have any what?
Do you have any plans coming up for you?
Not really. It's just I'm pretty much spur of the moment. You know, take it day by day, you know, this world and climate change and all that stuff is going on, so... I don't like to plan ahead too much, but yeah, I just go with the flow.
I don't know. We had a major storm here yesterday.
Yes.
We had a flooding.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. So it's, you know, like it puts things into perspective. Like planning really doesn't, you know, like besides work, I don't really plan too much. And then all the, you know, as far as even the friendships, like I'm going back to that again, is that you make plans and then something happens and then they can't do it or, you know, and it's just timing is off too. So in a way, I'd actually like doing things by myself. I go out to public events, but I don't necessarily like going with people because lately it's just been them canceling. So I just kind of go by myself if I want to.
Well, sometimes I go on a good website is meetup.com to...
Yeah.
Have you tried that at all?
Yeah.
That's a good way to meet new people.
Yeah, I mean, I go to public events, so, those are the new people. It doesn't, it's not like I'm going to somebody's house or anything, so... It's easy for me to meet people. It's just a matter of them sticking around and being loyal, you know? I mean, I don't think I have too high expectations. It's just a matter of common courtesy, right? Like, a handshake can only be a handshake if you extend your hand. And if the other person doesn't want to extend their hand, there's no handshake.
Right.
So and that's my little analogy of a friendship. If somebody else is not... extending out their hand, there's no friendship.
Yeah.
So I just kind of keep it real, like I guess it's just these past couple of years and just like I'm tired of the baloney and just I'd rather, like I said, be by myself, but not like loneliness that way. Actually, I really enjoy my own company. So it's not that. It's just a matter of meeting people who are on my wavelength as well. You know, I can meet anybody, but are those really people I want to hang out with? Maybe, maybe not. It just hasn't been coming to fruition yet. That's all.
Well, I'm sure that as you keep going, you'll meet people who are more suited to you.
Yeah.
Not everyone is going to... Some people are reason. Some people are
That's true. Very, very true.
Yeah. So don't let it change your thoughts about people. Sometimes it works out. Sometimes it doesn't.
Yep. It's so true. And it's like, yep.
I'll keep going. Sorry.
Yeah, and it's just kind of like the weather, you have to go roll with it. It's just the same thing with people. You just got to roll with it because, you don't know what you're going to get. And if you have an expectation,
yeah,
it's kind of setting yourself up for disappointment. So
expectations.
Yeah.
It's the expectations that we put up for people, and when they let us down, then it really hurts, but...
Yeah. So I don't know. I just kind of need some. It's been like, it's kind of what it feels like. It's like a fog that won't lift. That's what it feels like. I'm in heavy, thick fog that has been like, that's been sitting there since May. Something like that. So as far as socially. So I was just calling in to ask. That's all. I still have faith.
Well, it sounds like you are working on yourself and you want things to get better. So
it
will improve. Just have to give it some time.
I know. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Take good care. Thanks, Ken.
Thank you, Emily.
Thanks.
Our bell did go off there. Right. So what we're going to do is take a short break because we've still got 40 minutes, would you believe, of our show there this evening. I think it's gone very quickly this evening. We've had a full first hour and our second hour has been pretty much the same there at the moment. What we need now is some more lovely callers out there for the next 40 minutes. We'll take a short break. We have Queen with us. I know that's going to be interesting, you know, because Queen has read for us many times, so I'm sure there'll be words of encouragement for Dee there from Queen. But let's do this first, and we're going to find a little piece of music just to conquer the moment, I think. Is that a good way of putting it? Conquer the moment. Okay. Let's have a look. See what we've got here. Okay. I'm not sure about this, but okay. I'm looking for a particular piece of music at the moment, but it's not coming up. Thank you. unmuted. We are once again. Lovely piece of music there. And I always remember Queen asking me when Queen used to do the shows with us here on a regular basis, never to delete that piece of music. And I've always kept it in there. It's kind of, you know, it's, I'm looking for the right words, but it's beckoning music. It beckons you, it calls you, it wants to take you somewhere, and you're not quite sure where you're going, but, you know, it's like, if you sit back and listen, it's like, come with me type of music, you know, it's like, let's go back in time type of thing, and it's, I don't know, it almost makes you feel as though you've been there before, and I know that there's a lady ready to say yay to that, because, you know, it's like, I know that this lady will agree there, that she's definitely been there before. Yeah, so okay. So we're going to bring Queen back online. And we're going to bring Dee back online. And we're going to see what happens next.
Hi.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, Queen.
Hi. Can you know that you... I've forgotten the name of that particular song, but it has something to do with love, and it is a beckoning call. Yeah, and he's quite a charming individual. And I thought about him today because he lived in New York with all the water that came there. So yeah, it's appropriate, but it is a beckoning call. The whole album has to do with love, and he's a charming gentleman, my friend.
Well, that's awesome. Do you have a question for me, Queen? Or
you know, I feel like you should just throw the cards and see what they want to say to me, and then we can talk from there.
Okay. Well, the first card I get is the Hangman, and do you have any concerns, any material concerns, or are you thinking about trying something else? Are you thinking about changing directions? What do you think? Is something changing for you?
I would say changing directions.
Hello?
I would say changing direction.
Okay. It does say new options. I have six cards here, and he is upright, and it looks like just rise above material concerns and the way things have always been. Like, just keep moving forward. That card says that to me. And the second card I get is the Temperance. And that card basically, compromise brings happiness. Try to see the other side of the story. Does that resonate to you? The people around you are more set in their ways now. Are you having an issue with people right now?
Actually, the set in the ways has something. I can relate to that. The seeing the other side. It's always good to be open. Minded and open vision. Compromise can get one into trouble is where I'm at with that.
Okay. Are you able to express how you feel with your situation, or?
Yes, I am.
And does the other person, are they listening to you, or are they persons, or are they?
That's
are good. They...
Go ahead.
Oh no, go ahead. I was trying to get some more information. Sorry.
People listen however they listen. Some listen. Some people are very good at listening. And then others can't wait to speak while you're speaking. So, you know, that's a challenging question. I would say sometimes people hear you, and that's in general, and sometimes they don't. But go ahead. This is interesting how this is evolving. Go ahead, please.
The next card I get is the Empress, and she's upside down. Are you feeling, how do you feel about your communication skills, or how do you, like, don't doubt yourself, or is this a situation where things are becoming, could become bigger if, you know, if you don't speak up or if you don't express yourself?
Well, I do express myself, and I have very good communication skills, and what's next?
The next card is the Four of Pentacles, and it is upright, and it's talking about manage your money with firm ethics and respect those in power, but do not accept intimidation. And it says your ideas are rich but still need development. Does
okay.
that resonate? You
that resonates. That resonates.
And then the next card I get after that is the Wheel of Fortune. And that card that's a good card. It's about, you know, luck and destiny, so things are turning into a better direction. And it says also to own up to your actions and responsibilities, and be true to yourself.
Well,
does that... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
And even though the other cards were... Or would not be considered what someone might always want to hear, as we get to this point here, you know, I would dare say I'm being true to myself in the midst of whatever they brought forward for you to say to me. Ultimately, I am speaking for myself and being true to myself is my destiny, as everyone. And I go ahead.
It's so funny how all of these cards are relating to, you know, speaking up for yourself and basically, you know, hang in there. And the next card I get is the Three of Cups. And it says family problems will soon mellow. and people around you are seeking acknowledgement in the form of positive strokes and physical affection. So, yeah, all of these cards are relating to each other.
I got it. I mean, I got it. I'm familiar with the tarot deck, so I could see the images. And the three of, what was it, the three of cups, that's the three women usually dancing together?
I'm using the golden deck, and it's three cups, and they're upright.
But it's celebration. Celebration from my point of view, and often it is three women, but obviously there's so many decks out there, but I agree, the way the cards came was a test for me and you to play this way and to stay true to myself along the way, because there's always going to be bumps in the road or, you know, potholes or water overflowing. And it's how one chooses to go through the cards, see how the royal path will unfold itself. And interesting. Very interesting.
Well, would you like me to draw another card?
Why not?
Okay. The last card I got is the Page of Swords. And he's upright. And I get... do not resent the intention of others in your life and make a break. Assert yourself, and those who truly love you will continue to stand by you.
There you go. I love it. Thank you. that was interesting. Thank you.
You're welcome.
With me for that. Ken?
Okay, lovely. Yes.
Ken, did you hear what I said about the music?
Yeah, I did. I took note of that, actually, because, you know, it makes sense that the man is there, you know, like you said, a shaman, yeah?
Yeah, I call him the Pied Piper, actually.
Wow. Amazing, you know, the way, because the way that music is put together, it could almost be from that period, you know what I mean? It's like he's been there before, most definitely. There's no way you could put that type of music together and be so precise with it if you haven't been there before.
Yes, he's a fabulous, healing, intuitive musician, and a wonderful friend.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Queen. Right, there's definitely a lot of feeling in that music. Very hard to play those type of instruments. Obviously, that they come from the time of, Egypt, very difficult to play those instruments and to get the feel of them, you know, but the feel is there in that. It always takes me that piece of music. It always takes me away somewhere. I can't really explain that. Okay, right then. So, I never got around to asking Dee whether she's enjoying herself, but we're going to do that now before we bring Jennifer online, because Jennifer's our last call of the evening at the moment, unless somebody else calls very quickly. So, Dee, how are you enjoying yourself?
I'm enjoying myself. Thank you. I've been able to give messages to people who are looking for answers, so always wanting to help someone.
Dee, I'm gonna do something a little different, because we've got 19 minutes and we're on more or less our last call now. So would you like to pull some cards for myself, yeah?
Sure.
Wonderful.
Okay, I'm going to shuffle some cards and see what they give me.
I'll just mute my microphone. I'll come back after you've chosen, yeah?
Cards here for you, and whenever you're ready.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Okay, the first card I get is the Ace of Swords, and it says your spirit is strong, and this is a good time to push ahead with new ideas, and also any goals that you have, it's a good time for that as well. And anything with any legal matters, it's also a good card for that.
Okay. I know where the legal matter's going. Yeah, I know where that's going. Okay. Well, that's wonderful. Yeah.
And then the second card I get is the King of Cups, and he's upright. It says, go easy on yourself and accept the day, what the day brings. And don't take criticism personally. And try not to feel pressure by deadlines. Does any of that resonate for you?
Most definitely. The situation there, the legal situation is around a sibling, yeah, so, you know, it's like, that's kind of very strong there at the moment, that one. It's definitely resonating there. You know, staying there, like you said, they're keeping strong in the situations around me at the moment. It's been difficult, but yeah, it's like you've just got to live one moment at a time, sort of thing, yeah, and that's very strong there at the moment. It's just like finding things to do there, just occupying my mind, because there's so much on my mind at the moment that I have to deal with. You know, it's like just finding something to do to calm the storm, sort of thing, yeah?
Well, the next card I get is the Eight of Wands, and that one, it says, your energy is scattered right now.
Very much.
But then the next card I get is the Two of Cups, upside down, and it says, find constructive ways to release your tension and keep things light and don't let anyone or anyone else raise your blood pressure.
Wow. Wow. That makes a lot of sense. Okay. Yeah. There's been a lot of that going on. Okay. Yeah, that's wonderful. Yeah.
And the next card I get is the Ace of Cups. And the last three, the last three cards are all cups. And the Ace of Cups is upside down. And it's basically, it's accept assistance from others. And act with determination and know when to say no.
Yeah, yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
And then the next card I get is upright. Is beware of quarrels and use caution in negotiating affairs of the heart. And attention spans are running short, so don't take anything too personally. And count your blessings and try to be constant with what you have.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. Definitely.
Well, how did that sound for you?
They all resonate. They all fall in, don't they? Because they... all the cards there that came out there, they all fall into play, and they all say something about the current situation, you know. And yeah,
I could draw another card.
Mhm.
And the next card I get is the Chariot, and it's upright. And reject negative people, but don't judge them harshly. And this is a very good time to travel, taking a break, and getting away.
I could do with that. I could very much do with that. Yeah. So I hope that somewhere along the line the money will come to do it, because the only problem at the moment is the finances. So, Dee, thank you very, very much for that. We're going to go then to our last call of the evening, and this is over to Canada for this one, because we have Jennifer.
Okay. Hello, Ken. Hello, Dee.
Hi. How are you? Is your name Jennifer? Did I hear
yes,
that right?
Ken said Jennifer, yeah.
I'm going to shuffle some cards for you. But how can I help you today?
I just would like some cards on and maybe a work focus.
Did you say work focus?
Yep.
Okay.
But if the cards say otherwise, that's fine too.
Okay. The first card I get is the Queen of Wands, and she's upside down. It's basically saying don't take major risks and guard against unrealistic thinking, but dare to dream, but keep both feet firmly on the ground. And bet only what you can afford to lose. For your search for your job, have you been filling out applications? Have you been hearing back?
Yeah, I've been filling out applications. I've been hearing back. So I've got every job I go for, they seem to want to do a bunch of tests. So, but I already have a job too, so I'm not stressed about it.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I'm looking for a new job as well, and there are a lot of tests, and it's a different world anymore.
Right.
And the next card I get is the World Upside Down. It says, put your faith in number one, pamper yourself, and basically, resolutions come slowly, but will be worthwhile when they arrive. So, and the next card I get is the Devil Upside Down card. Basically, when that's reversed, things are unclear for you now. Don't let yourself be intimidated, and don't judge others too harshly. Others seem uptight, set in their ways, and don't let past issue cloud today's progress. How have you been feeling about your job search? Do you feel like, are you letting it get you down? Are you?
No, I just, if the door opens, I'll walk through it, but I'm not going to change who I am to fit myself into a mold of what people think they need. So I'm stay myself, and it seems to be working. When the last test I had, they said it was a psychological test, and it said, have you ever seen a ghost? And I said, yes. And they still called me in for another one. So sometimes
it sounds
I just
like
be
it
honest.
Works.
Yeah.
The next card I have is the Three of Wands, and it says, you are very good at putting the talents and skills of others to their best use. Be specific about what you want, and don't be misled by well-meaning friends. And this is not a lonely time. Use the strengths of those around you. Teamwork brings luck.
Great.
Okay. And the next card I have is the Sun upright. That's a good card to have upright. Have the two angels. Say what you feel when you feel it. Accept criticism and admit mistakes. Enthusiasm and self-assurance bring results. And a promotion is on the horizon.
Good.
So any personal growth you achieve will be linked to self-expression, also it says. And the next card I get is the Ace of Pentacles, and that's upside down. And basically, that is saying, when it's reversed, don't let self-doubt get the best of you. And be aware of reckless, irresponsible people, and surround yourself with colleagues looking out for your best interests. Does that resonate for you? Does that say anything to you?
It does.
And it says money may be a little tight, so I'm not sure if that resonates for you as well.
No, it's always nice to make more money if you're working.
Yes, it helps a lot, doesn't it? And the next card I get is the Five of Cups. Basically, that one says, Five of Cups is, and it's upright, things are not what they seem. Keep your emotions in check and reinforce your beliefs and facts and take care of unfinished business. How was that reading for you?
Good. Ace of Pentacles to me also means spring. So March, April, May. That's probably when I'm going to see something.
Oh, that'll be awesome.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Dee. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Take care.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Well, that just about wraps it up for this one then, ladies and gents. As I say there, that just about wraps it up for this one. I don't know whether you caught my microphone with a bit of a delay on it there that it was opening. So we'll do it all again next week, God willing. And, you know, I'll say that Dee has done very, very well with us there this evening for the first time. Thoroughly enjoyed those reading and thoroughly enjoyed listening to the power of the, because the tarot can be very powerful, can't it? You know, and the Queen there for her encouragement, because Queen can read the tarot herself. We've had many tarot readers with us over time, and it's always intrigued me to find how accurate the tarot can be when the cards fall in a particular sequence, you know. So it's quite amazing that you know, these modalities came into being, and quite amazing how you know, what can be obtained from you know, the modalities. They're all there for a reason, and I think that every modality there that comes about is there for a purpose. You know, it's there to guide us, sort of thing. And you know, some people are guided by crystals, dice even. We've had so many different modalities with us over the year. Now, the best way to call into a show is either via a PC or a laptop. I think Dee's done very well this evening, because having to shuffle the use of the microphone with dealing the cards at the same time, it's difficult. You know, and it's difficult to know where to place the microphone for the best sound. But we'll get that sorted. And I'm sure that we'll have some more shows to bring to you. Next week we're here at the same time, same place. And tomorrow evening we have Chris Garcia with me. We don't have nobody for Saturdays as yet, but that may change very quickly. Wednesdays is another day that we don't have nobody for at the moment. Sunday coming, we don't have Kelly Joe, because it is the first Sunday of the month and Kelly does church service. So Kelly back with us the following week. And then hopefully on Monday, we may or may not have Selva with us. Selva has not got back in touch with me as yet. And the things going on there that we can't divulge over the airwaves. Also, Tina gives her apologies there for not being able to be with us there on Tuesday evening. But has advised me there that she will be with us this Tuesday coming. So we look forward to that one. Okay, that's it then, ladies and gents. We're going to find a short little piece of music to play out of a very enjoyable evening with Bryn and Dee there. And thank you very much to both of you there for joining us this evening.